Welcome once again to another audio snippet from the Church of Texas. I want to talk now about something that I've been aware of, and I thought about it, and I said, you know, this is the way it's got to be. Now, we remember what Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Now, we know the lost are the ones that are lost. They're not even counting this number of people called because they just never have either heard the word or they don't want to hear the word, and so they're lost, and so they're not in. That's a great number of people, and so we can't count them in this number of those many that are called and the few chosen. Now the separation comes like this: the lost are lost, and they're not going to accept the word. They don't want to hear the word, and or they may not even hear the word, and so you can't count them. They're out of the way. Now, when Jesus says many are called, now that's the ones that are the professing Christians that are in the church system today. And those are the ones who say they're Christians. They live a life that's not holy in the conduciveness of God's word. It doesn't align with God's word by their lifestyle. Their lifestyle has to be in line with God's word to be considered holy. And also, so the many that are the professing Christians are still, again, riding under that tradition of men. Ever since, as I keep telling you, from the time of Constantine, when the Roman emperorship took over and said, hey, we're going to do this on Sunday, not on Saturday. And the church just fell right into it. And they, you know, what could they do? But, you know, there again, we can make changes today. We can go back to the Word of God and obey God's Word and commandments. Now, I've just talked about this in another statement about what is God's love. God's love is to obey His commandments, and most of you are not doing that. And you're not doing it because you say that the church has been like this forever, and you want to live like that, and you want to just keep that tradition. Well, that's just a rebellion. That's called a spirit of rebellion. And so it goes on. But anyway, so you got the lost. They're not in the number. So the many called are you who are professing Christians, who are not born again, who have not seen the light, who have not been enlightened to know the truth. When you read the Word of God, you don't understand it. A lot of people, they can't make heads or tails of the Word of God. I mean, I have friends that don't even know. They read and they say, well, I don't understand none of that. Well, you can't unless you're enlightened by God, unless you've been called and pulled out of the world and given the Spirit of God, the Spirit of knowledge and acknowledgement, and the wisdom, Spirit of wisdom that's given to you when you're a born-again Christian. So we have many that are called, and those, again, are the professing Christians. Not born again, but they are professing Christians. They sit on the pew for the hour or two a week, and then they go and do what they want to do. And they don't observe a Sabbath day on the seventh day, Saturday. They don't take that day out as a holy day and don't do anything. They don't abstain from the world. They just go do what they want to do. And that's called rebellion. And that's called disobedience. And that's not loving God. To love God is to obey His commandments. And so the many called, again, are professing Christians. Those few that are in the body of Yeshua Messiah, the Christ, Jesus, those are the born-again Christians, those who have come out from the world, have separated themselves, don't participate in the foolishness of this world, don't watch violence and sexual innuendos, which the television is full of, or don't go to movies that have violence and sex. I mean, you people got to come out of this. If you love that kind of stuff, you're not born again. It's just that simple. You don't know God. God doesn't know you. He can't, because you have no relationship with a God who's peace. You know, our Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's what He is. And so if He's a Prince of Peace, why in the world would you want to be a partaker of violence and sexual innuendos and all that foolishness, made up foolishness? And it's all violence mostly, and then sexual too. Oh, it's ridiculous how you people might think that you're born again Christians when you can't be if you participate and watch these foolish things and support these activities. I mean, foolishness. It's just foolishness, and God's not going to accept you that way. You can't be accepted that way. God, that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and goodness. So if you're loving all this violence and foolishness that's on television and movies, you have a problem, and you need to straighten up and get right with God. You need to repent. Tell God you're sorry. I realize that's the error of my way. I know you're a God of peace and love and righteousness and goodness, and I know this is not that what I'm participating in is not peace, righteousness, and goodness. It's violence and sexual innuendos. It breaks up your mental minds to again, harden your hearts that you don't want to do what God wants you to do. So let's try to straighten up and let's get right with God, because the days are short. And 2012 has been already brought up as one of the years of destruction. It may come that the Lord may return. Who knows? But I'm telling you, if you're not ready, you better get ready.